The known scientific name for the Asiatic elephant is Elephas maximus. Fascinating, yet unpredictable. This next hour strives to be just that. The Elephas Hour.
Welcome back to a new year on the Elephas Hour, where stories of peace-searching voyagers take strange turns, leading one to cross paths with fugitives, brutal enforcers, and the chance to save their country. Or at least, it'll all be finished now. Here's part two of Su Yin and the Travelers on the Elephas Hour.
The beginning of a new journey might be the end of an old one. I hope. The man from Yule City did not hunt for Su Yin and the fugitives immediately, which made Su Yin's plan of following him easier, but trickier. Still holed up in a deserted village occupied by Western soldiers, he was not easy to reach. So perhaps she needed to grow his. If his own search for them wasn't connected to the Western invaders.
He'll follow us.
So, we're just doing what I would have suggested anyway?
For different reasons.
Really? You didn't seem like you wanted to try some psychological experiment on him.
This better not be what this is.
This is seeing what's happening to my home.
We could have gone there.
In a broad sense.
Oh. Once again, their travels took them high above ground, to a place that would appear to benefit one of them, but in the past, benefited none.
Was I wrong about the blankets? I wasn't planning to go up any snowy slopes, though. Where is she taking us?
She stopped ahead. Hopefully there's a village. Cozy village.
Nah. It's more of that soul-searching stuff. She's still like that with her pole in front of her a lot of times. Like a shepherd.
Maybe she's summoning something.
Won't see anything. Su Yin? Su Yin!
Quiet.
Oh, don't be. Oh. Another burnout landmark.
Percy. It's a village. And it's not burned. Just abandoned.
Then why they smush a lot of it? Some of the house roofs are caved in. Doors open. Is there anyone left?
I'm trying to see. You're just standing there. I'm practicing a technique I was taught in my village. It's creating a circle of inner peace in and around yourself. Shutting out all the noises and distractions close to you. And putting yourself far, far away. Sensing everything.
So, you saw something else?
This place wasn't a village. Not completely. It was a monastery. Listen. A resting place for those that would seek. The monks wonder what are not lost. Answers. Monastery. Ultimate place of understanding. This it? My final place to go.
What are you talking about?
If anyone knows the answer to a life of peace, they must be here. Bin.
You're sure hung up on that constant peace thing. You know that's impossible, right? Unless you're dead.
No.
How will you know when you find the answer?
I'll know it when I hear it.
Meaning you hear an answer you like.
You don't understand. This is for me. I have to find my peace. My own personal peace.
I think you'd be the only one who know what that was. Nobody else could tell you.
Well, what's yours? Polenta?
Palermo. But, yeah, Palermo.
You know, we never met until we were conscripted.
I was still learning medicine, and
Percy was,
I was doing all kinds of things. Worked as a horse driver, delivery person. Might have picked up some extra things. and I was trying to show a girl I wasn't all bad. That was when she seemed like she understood. When she saw me, that... Well, why not go back to that? Battle camp that felt bigger than what we were doing.
It was just useful so those men could keep getting hit again and again the next day. Yeah, but that was wrong. But here we are. Yes. You weren't satisfied.
Maybe if we went back. What? Am I wrong?
No. If the enforcers, or whoever he's with, is doing this because of us, no. This is different. Now would be a good time to summon a protector.
You?
Before time began, each land had a guardian protector to watch over the people. After they first gained its trust, honoring it and other creatures.
What, like a dragon?
I don't... Look, I didn't see this path. It was covered in snow, maybe for a reason. I think it leads higher up into the mountain face.
You sure?
Someone could be up there. We should see.
You can. Follows right.
And what will wait for you down here?
If someone's up there, what good is it for us to come along? Reliabilities.
Then what do you propose?
See if you can sense them down here or something.
We're trying to do some good here. This hill's far enough. High enough. Not high enough to know. Quiet. Quiet the mind. Be at peace. There's you two down there. There's more. Not above. It's true. We heard. But it's gone. What's higher up the mountain? It's a slim path. It just leads to the top.
Did you hear me? You deaf? Come over now!
No, you. When you're ready. Who are you? Going on down here?
Come over to our side, quick!
You're surrounded.
Sugid! We can make it a stalemate, quick!
Come on. Yes!
Fools, these soldiers know better.
Who's this? Why do we have a knife on him?
This guy is a very important person. We've always seen him with the Enforcer.
Is he here?
Oh, he could be anywhere.
Tell your men to stand down!
Do it. Stand down. Friend already cost one his pride, isn't that enough?
Told you not to send him. Now to leave. And leave the wagon.
Go. Find your captain.
Lady and guy, we've got ourselves a hostage.
Not for long.
Did your master send you here?
This area and its people are always going to be visited by us. What's happened here?
They must have fled. Maybe because of you.
You don't understand Western betterment. Or army settlement. Really, you should just know it's coming. Well, he could tell us all about it while letting us go. If he comes after you, he's not that nice.
You are taking him captive. I guess so. We've got a wagon, some supplies.
weapon.
So, sounds like you might not need me.
Well, I mean, I still think we never needed you. What I mean by that is...
You're right. You got him, after all. True, we already had different goals. Yours is back in Palantine. Mine's... wherever. This sounds like a goodbye. It does. But... I hope you make it home, all right. You do seem like...
Oh, why'd you do that to him?
Don't want him to see where I'm going. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Su Yin. What was she gonna say?
I don't know.
What do we do?
With the two fugitives having seemingly forged a path ahead of them, Su Yin eagerly followed as much as she saw of hers up the mountain path she had sensed before, wondering if perhaps she might finally have the answer she sought.
Oh! No, come on. Come on. You'll finally know. From a monk, a sage. Wait. This feels like a door in the rock face. Oh, please. Who are you? Don't! I'm not a threat, sir. Are you a monk? What do you want here?
Are you with the rough men?
I'm not with them. Did you hide from them up here?
Generations have built the secret chambers in this hidden place. I can only allow you to enter if you promise to stay for as long as is needed. You must protect the monks and villagers inside.
I understand. I did not come to stay.
Then why have you come?
Please, please, noble monk, regarder of wisdom. I've searched the whole of the Hui province for an answer to something that has plagued my soul for many days.
What is it that you seek?
Sir, what is the answer to a life of peace for me?
You have asked a hard thing, but I have an answer.
The answer?
The answer I have for you is...
There's more than one?
The answer, confound it!
The answer is... nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing is peace. Therefore, peace is nothing. It can be found, or it cannot. For there is always something, and never nothing. Therefore, no true peace, ever. Does this satisfy you?
Does it?
Staying here. Staying.
Tambourine. Tambourine. Tambourine.
There's no such thing.
Meditation. What an interesting question. Least
a week. Nothing could be a monk. You know that's impossible, right? Unless you're dead.
No. No.
Excuse me. Are you satisfied?
No!
No! No! No! No! No! No! No!
Please leave.
That can't be it. That can't be it. How does that help me? Help me? after all this time.
As with any journey that one takes, there is always a certain...
There's no way that Drek is the answer. Millions of years up here and down on the ground, and this is the best you could come up with? I got a scroll full of spiritual blatherings that could disprove that in a second. And I left my grandmother alone That's f***ed up.
This feels vindictive. The ground is cold and wet.
You're not staying in the wagon with the reins.
The horse will freeze if we stay up here too long.
We'll go at some point. Scared your man's not gonna show?
You should be. How will you survive in this wild land if you stayed with your regiment?
Or soldiers.
Oh, look at Suyin. You didn't leave.
Not yet.
Why don't you take your hostage's route? How did he get up here?
Didn't think of that.
How did you get up here?
Surely the same way you came. Brought a wagon and some extra guys.
Meditation? Work? Staying where you are? Tambourines?
You're going off the road. Again, what road? Suppose I bleed out from your knife handling. You're not bleeding out. Look here. Oh, let me look at that.
What the heck did you do?
I had to make it look real, you know? And I... What are you doing? Wait. Don't dump your stuff off the mountain.
Oh, you wanted the notes?
Maybe the sword. Keep the lantern, it's getting dark. Come...
Jeez.
What happened up there?
Still. Nothing to see up there. Nothing. Nothing. That's... You know that's the key. That's the secret.
I don't understand.
That's what I said!
Thanks a lot, Percy. Now I gotta put a bandage right here. Why'd you prick his shoulder?
I did not prick his shoulder.
Don't go.
Why?
Because you're not going anywhere.
I'll go somewhere.
Come with us. If something happened up there and I don't know what, why don't you stay until you figured something out?
Where are you going?
We're staying here for the night.
Are you mad?
Give the horse a blanket. How's he surviving the cold with you guys? See? Lantern's handy. Is that gold you've got there? Where'd you get that?
What have I done? Where did I get this?
Is there a reason why it's always colder by the mountains, even in the forest? Higher elevation. And that could also explain the mentality of...
Well, since you're already crazy, that doesn't really fit, does it? Boar crossing.
If we ran him over, that's more rations.
You fool, that's one of the protectors.
Ooh, really?
I don't know.
Don't mess with the driver.
I can mess with whoever I want to mess with. And if I wanted to, I'd have let you hit him.
This country disturbs me.
Then why are our guys here?
Do you not want to be the first to subdue it? Trust me, other places will follow. And if we don't have posts and armies here, we'll lose it.
You never had it, you dimwit.
Tell that to who sent me.
If I kicked your sorry self off this wagon, would that ruin everything?
Could we not threaten each other before someone else might? What happened to your peace quest?
Peace quest sounds smarter, doesn't it? Sounds like a story the lion would make up, but it's so much worse. You can't depend on fantasy.
Who said you want it? Someone put you up to it?
You lose a bet?
It's the best way to get money and a laugh. If you're doing it.
Yes. Make a bet to find your own personal peace. What have you got to lose? What makes you feel that the world is right? That you're content? What gives you the feeling that maybe, just maybe, all is well? Guess what? It's a rhetorical question.
A psychological one.
Maybe if you left your village and the person you loved the most, you'd know.
I do. If I said we were going back to your valley...
Don't. Or do. I don't care.
If we did, you'd stop us. Because that's why you came back. That's why you're trying to stop him.
Leave me alone.
Because you protect people you care about. You want to know if they're safe.
That's ridiculous.
Well, fine. Last time I get...
Down!
Whoa! Who could make a stick that scary?
If you have to ask.
I thought you wanted to see him.
I did tell him we would talk again. We might as well.
No. We gotta be smart about this. I don't want him rushing us.
Someone needs to be our negotiator.
Suyin! Don't worry. If he wants to be seen, he can stand by the lantern.
It's not about you!
I stand by her or I run.
Oh boy.
You wanted us? Enforcer? We're here. And we've got your man. If you want him back, you give up on us. What do you say?
Why? The hunt would never be over.
You'd stop. Shall I join you on the side of the road? Well?
Stay.
Where are you going?
Wait, what is it?
I think it's our clown friends.
Whoa, wait.
Percy, Paolo, go.
No, but...
Go.
So you... Ah.
I'd surrender, if I cared.
I'll bet you do.
Oh. Tying her hands to her own pole. I like it. Tie his to another.
You've taken us through a dozen passages down to this cavern. What makes you think we escape?
Escape? For my guests, that's bad manners. I'd tear you to shreds.
Who does this madman think he is?
A lion, for one thing.
Is that Suyin, I hear? Did you really go on that mystical search? Did you go insane?
I must have gone insane if I'm bound up in wherever this is.
This is my private mine. Searching for precious minerals is a good pastime. Very good with tea. I'd often wonder if such things could be found in the Valley of Gladness. There's also a mockery not down here for me to practice in. Would you believe that's where I first found flecked gold? Made illegal to sell, yes, but if they don't know it's down here.
If it's a matter of keeping a secret, why are you worried if...
I worry! Surely your employer knows I honor trust. I left his service when he asked. And now he steals flecked gold from me? Maybe. But you, Suyin, did you find your peace? Your purpose?
I don't know.
I see. Do you know about life at home? Your grandmother? Those two idiots who ran from my tea? Should I see to them? You left them. So you'll never know.
You were right. It was foolish. I'll never be at peace. I went crazy.
Really?
I failed. I searched for nothing. All I cared about turned out to be nothing.
That's not what he said. Come on.
The sage's son?
A friend led me to his entourage. He says you joined him in Yule City. Around the time my gold was stolen. He said you'd come. Good boy. He's an admirer, you're a neighbor. You both know me so well. It must be one of you.
Let him go.
When I get my piece of gold. Otherwise. Xiaocho. Wait. Where's the third? Oh. Get up. What? What are you doing here? What did you do to him? Untie the man and leave. Fine. But this one's coming with me.
No. Lion.
Well. Untie him.
You've wasted too much time.
Boy.
You. What do you want to tell me? Tell me now. Tell me.
I'm sorry.
How'd you... with the knife?
There's something I have to do.
How'd you like that? Impressive? Look! This is where I dig. We dig deep in these holes. I could always use an extra helper down there.
Stop! I have your gold. No. Grab the pole! I have you. You wouldn't happen to know a way out.
I was just trying to meet him. I saw the tent, but none of the guards would listen to me.
No one pokes around a lion's den, false or no.
Well, I think I've learned a valuable lesson.
What's that? The lesson you learned.
Let me think. Did Mr. Grumpy Pants send you?
What happened is much too long and too sad to tell.
I had a feeling you'd come. I mean, you could have let our boat sink to get to Yule City, but you didn't.
But I didn't even know you were with the lion. That doesn't count.
So, you would have let me get tossed off down a hole?
Of course not. If I did that to anyone, I'd never find any...
What?
You!
Wait. Did you say you saw this boy?
Who are you?
Sir, that is the son of one of Hui's sages, and that... It's Su Yin.
Ling? He works with the lion, I heard him.
I gave him false leads about Fleck Gold so he might not give us any unwanted attention.
You don't think he could help us?
Help with what?
Have you heard of the soldiers from the west taking hold of villages as land for their soldiers, forcing us out? We belong to one on the roads of clay, and some of our men saw them at their most numbered at the dry lake northwards. It's fertile land. They could stay for months.
The same men came near our valley. And I came to help. They may come to the Hui province next.
They live under the shadows of hills where it is said one of the great protectors lives. And that hasn't done anything.
We might have to become them. If it sees us, who knows what could happen.
Then what do we do?
Let's see the place.
I am beginning to think we have not made a start at all.
Failure. Not a failure. A lesson.
You should be teaching it to the people trying to flee. It'll be easier if they join our troops. And no, I don't trust those two. Break them if you want. Look at your practice.
I didn't come for that.
We have an illegal gold miner. Until we make it legal.
If that.
Do what you need to. These two distracted you long enough. Finish them.
Look out!
See, things like this happen if we don't move first.
It's her. The peasants are making way for her. Su Ying.
I said we would talk again. Are you still on the side of justice? What is this?
You won't stop them.
We want you to stop yourselves. It's the best way for this to end. Leave our lands in peace. If you don't stop, neither will we. We're just the first protectors.
Come on. Traitors.
We're doing what's right. Plus, you were gonna kill us.
We still can. Give me the gun. Give it to me.
What? Is the mountain splitting? She's gonna pull out.
Is it true? Have you brought...
Shh.
Behold. One of the protectors.
Listen. A dragon. A yeti.
It's coming for us.
Move, I will kill it.
No!
No! Sergeant!
You got me? Thank you.
What is it doing? It's going for the army.
No. The lake shore.
What's happened? Are you... speaking with it?
I don't really know. We came with a clear mind. With a plan to protect. Maybe that's what it wanted. We won't abandon each other. We cannot.
My hunt is over. And I will see to it theirs is.
So, don't you want to know what happened?
Son, your minder told me all. I don't know how many times I have to say this.
But from... Anyway, that enforcer man sent a letter ahead out west that he and the rest of the army were going home. And the protector showed them the way, across the lake, and all the way.
You could simply say they returned.
Are those two guys Su Ying's friends with? I think they went back with her and linked to the Valley of Gladness. Could have asked them to stay.
Returning you was sufficient.
I wrote it all down, in case you wanted to read it. I can hear it in your voice. And they went free of the... Well, he used to do that.
Your lesson.
You know, she never told me. I forgot to ask.
No.
You mean from way back when we escaped the lion? That's a deep cut. Way back.
A lesson forgot is later to return in history.
Right. Hey, are you doing that peace exercise again? Or are you closing your eyes like I told you? Either way, they're closed. Well, open them and help me.
Oh, grandmother.
You carried my boat. You found my boat. One of our fisher boys spotted it on the way home. But no, you. I worried you. Oh, I knew you'd be fine. Finding your big answer. Did you find it, by the way? What's the answer to a life of peace?
I think you found it.
Me?
Thinking of here. Out in the world with those I met. Wrote down all the answers I had, but only one ever gave me peace. Knowing the ones I love and care about are safe. That is my peace. It is mine as well.
They left. Can I use this boat? Thanks.
Percy, tell Paulo he was right. You're good men.
Thanks. Goodbye. This splashed so much. Wait up. Wait.
Be safe, my friend.
You've been listening to Su Yin and the Travelers on The Elephas Hour. Su Yin and the Travelers was written and directed by Zachary Williams, who also provided the voices and created the music. He also asked me to do this entire intro and outro, so don't be alarmed. In no way or form did I somehow take over The Elephas Hour, mainly because I don't want to and I have other things to do with my life. Which is not to say this isn't fun, I'll probably return again soon. And we hope you do too, in 3 weeks, for the next installment of
The Elephas Hour.
Again, you did that right at the end.